朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
但是弟兄姊妹，圣经上是讲到什么？敬虔加上知足。
But the Bible says godliness with contentment.
很多人没有神，他也一样可以知足。
Many people can be content without God.
你在地上看到很多不是基督徒，但是他活得比我们知足，所以他活得比我们快乐。
Actually, you see, in many people in the world, they are more content and therefore they're more happy.
那个不知足的人一辈子就为着自己不知足的那个点而不快乐。
And then those who are not content, they're unhappy for the rest of their life because of something they're not content with.
你如果真的是觉得这件事实在太不知足，我建议你去一个地方，你会好很多。
If you just cannot be content with your life, I suggest you to go to a place.
想不想知道
？You want to know where that is?
不是 Starbucks.
It's not Starbucks.
到医院去。
Go to the hospital.
啊，我进出医院太多次了。我在我很 frustrated 的时候，在我很沮丧的时候。
I've been hospitalized so many times, and when I felt frustrated,
主常常提醒我从前在医院里面的所见所闻所亲自经历的痛苦。
And the Lord often reminds me of the pain and what I have seen and heard in hospital.
所有的埋怨。沮丧很快出去的。
Then my complaints and frustration would disappear very quickly.
弟兄姊妹，我是亲眼看见那些人，他们是没有一分钟，没有一个时间不在痛苦中的。
Because I've seen people with my own eyes who do not even stop suffering for one minute.
痛到喊叫，痛到整夜半夜都在叫的。
The pains are so intense that they would scream even in the middle of night.
我跟你们曾经讲过，有一个人他一辈子就是要被两片板子像三明治一样夹着。过一个钟头翻一下。
I share with you, I saw a person who are being sandwiched by two boards, wooden boards, and then he has to be turned every so often.
所以走过他身上都已经怪味道，没有人帮他洗澡，护士顶多帮他偶尔擦一下。
And then he smells really bad because no one can give him a bath.
所有的家人朋友没有一个人再来看过他，通通都丢弃他。
He will not be visited by even a family or friends. All have forsaken him.
不过是我见闻中的一个就是的，弟兄姊妹，你只要再去想，你进去看，你会为着你今天所有的东西，你要感谢神。
And he is just one of those many that I have seen. So as long as we think of these things, then we should be thankful for what we have now.
哎呀，你说现在的人这个。买了一个手机，高兴得不得了。一看别人比我还好，快乐不见了。Complain.
Nowadays, people get happy with a new type of cell phone. But then, if you see others have more advanced ones, then your happiness disappears just like that.
啊，我的同事跟我讲，那个经济不景气的时候被加薪，讲得满脸这个异彩纷飞，高兴得不得了。听见别人加的比他多，他那个喜得掉了。
And then your colleague might tell you he has a better raise.Of salary, and then that will just rob your happiness right away.
一个老弟兄，这个什么口腔癌，舌头要切掉以前，他还跟医生说：“你等一下，让我最后一次起来赞美神。
”An elderly brother who had cancer on his tongue, that his tongue had to be cut off.And then he asked the doctor to give him the last chance to praise God before the surgery.
我们用我们的嘴巴骂人呢。
But yet we use our lips and our tongue.
我们用我们嘴巴抱怨。
To complain.
因为怎么样，我们太不知道什么叫做感恩了。
We don't know what it means to be grateful.
这不过是没有神你也应该知足了。
Even without God, we should be content.
那更不要说敬虔，敬虔是对着神的。
Let alone godliness.Godliness toward God.
我们是有神的人。
We are those who have God.
啊，我们是为神而活着的人，也是被神召、被神用的人。
We are those who are being called and used and live for God.
弟兄姊妹，敬虔加上知足的心，他说是大利呀。
So the Bible says godliness is contentment, great gain.
Great gain.
It's a great gain.
今年一月一号到一月六号，你赚了多少了
？So how much have you gained since the beginning of this year until now？
我一想赚，有人可能想股票，有人想钱，有人想老板的薪水，有人想生意上接到什么。 有没有人想到属灵上你到现在得了什么？
When I say gain, you might think of how much you have made money from your stocks or your business, but have you gained anything spiritually?
金钱加上知足，圣经上说这是大利。
The Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain.
弟兄姊妹，真的是大利。
It's a great gain.
这是一件大的收获。
This is a great harvest.
这是一个有价值的生活。
And it's a valuable life.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们常常在主的面前存着这样子的心啊。
Let's hold this attitude before God.
第三件事情，他说。
The third thing it says.
当我们有了什么，又加上什么。
When we have something, and then God will increase it with another.
我们能够丰丰富富的进神国。
Therefore, we can enter the eternal kingdom of our Lord with the.Rich welcome.
他前面说到神把一切生命和前进的事情赐给我们。
Before this passage, it says that God has given us everything about life and godliness.
用他自己的荣耀和美德吸引我们，招我们。
He has called us by his own glory and goodness.
这样子叫我们可以脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
That we can escape the corruption in the world caused by.Evil desires.
然后我们跟他的性情有份
and we become partakers,
nature,、
become partakers of his divine nature.
所以弟兄姊妹，金钱的生活其实是一个交换的生活。
So actually, godly life is a life with a lot of replacement.
一面我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
On one hand, we escape the corruption in the world caused by lust.
一面我们跟神的性情有份。
And then we become partakers of his divine nature.
弟兄姊妹，金钱的生活其实是一个丰收的一个交易交换的生活。
So actually, a godly life is a life with replacements constantly.
我越来越多放下我的自己。
The more we lay down of myself and depart from myself.
越来越多主自己进来，有了什么又加什么，有了什么又加什么。
And the more that God's life will enter it.
所以彼得讲到这里的时候，他两三次讲到，他说你们要殷勤，要分外殷勤，要更加殷勤。
And therefore, Peter says, you have to be diligent, even the more diligent.
弟兄姊妹，我们等一下要讲到操练哈，操练最缺的就是殷勤，恒心。
So as we talk about exercise, the one thing we lack the most is diligent perseverance.
可是如果你真看见那个结局，那个目的是什么的时候，你整个人就有动力啊。
But if you can foresee the end, the goal, then you will be motivated.
如果说你现在突然长了一个重病啊
，say for example that you have some very serious illness，
那医生告诉你说，你如果吃这样子的健康食品，这样子接受运动，到最后哈，他给你看你二十年后什么样子
？Then if the doctor suggests that if you do this exercise and and take this food and then he shows you a picture of you in 20 years，
然后如果你还是到目前的生活你不改变啊，你怎么样子过生活还是照样过我的生活。
But if you refuse to change your lifestyle, you keep maintain the same lifestyle.
他如果有办法的话，他告诉你将来五年以后。
Then if the doctor is able to show you your picture in 5 years.
哎呀，今天那么巧老了啊！你的样子。
You're gonna age so much.
然后七年零三个月十八天，大家围在坟墓旁边。再见啊，天下见。
And then after 7 years, people will be surrounding your grave and bidding farewell to you.
如果两个图都给你看见的话
，If the doctor shows you 2 pictures,
那就在乎你的拣选了。
Then it's all up to your choice.
除非在地上真的你有不想留下来的原因，你选第一条。
Unless you have a reason you don't want to live anymore.
你很可能就会选二十年后还能够看见我。还是能够那样子健康的情形。
Then you will choose a lifestyle that will enable you to live through the rest of 20 years.
弟兄姊妹，希伯来作者说，听见的道跟我们无异，因为所听见的道，我们没有用信心来调和它。
The author of the book of Hebrews says, the messages that we hear do not benefit us because we do not mix the message with our faith.
保罗特别用操练身体跟操练金钱两个来做比喻。
Paul especially used exercise, physical exercise and godly.Exercise too.
操练身体让我肉身的生命能够健康，能够持久，能够有力量。
When we do physical exercise, it will increase our physical stamina and will help our health.
属灵金钱的操练是为了我属灵的生命跟神的关系，我能够越来越健康啊，能够越来越在主的面前能够充满的力量。
And the exercise of godliness will increase our spiritual health, and we become more we become stronger in our walk and relationship with God. 所
以圣经上讲的敬虔跟我们人观念里面的那种道貌岸然假冒为善不苟言笑、啊、这个拘谨严肃其实 是两个很大的差别的。
So actually biblical godliness is very different from the godliness we think in the world standard that having a solemn face and then act certain way.
其实他最强调的就是我们跟神的关系，我们跟这个生命的关系。
So actually what it emphasizes is our relationship with God and our relationship with our life.
而这两种的关系都影响了我们生活的表现和见证。
And these relationships will affect our, the way we live and also our testimony.
弟兄姊妹啊，敬虔的生活其实是一个非常蒙福的生活，主说凡事都有益处。
So godly life is a very blessed life because the Lord says it has value for all things.
敬虔的生活是蒙大福的生活，因为敬虔加上知足就是大利、啊、
And it's a greatly blessed life because the Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain.
第三个敬虔的生活
And a godly life
是能够让我们丰丰富富进神国
would help us to enter into the eternal kingdom of God richly.
所以敬虔的生活要能够真正的过哈，这个提摩太这个书信里面保罗弄了几个字我把它 提出来，第一个叫做从立志敬虔到追求敬虔。
And then I point out some keywords that Paul used from being willing to be godly to pursue godliness.
对，立志敬虔有的翻译做 desire to, wants to, 我要我想要。
First of all, we need to desire, we want to be godly.
你如果不想要，是没有人可以帮助你的，真的。
If you have no desire, no one can help you.
这个属灵的原则就是这样，神从来不强迫人，所以若有人要跟随我。
So this is a spiritual principle because God never forces us. That's why Jesus says, if anyone wants to follow me.
仍然像我蔡淑慧说讲圣洁是一样的哈，先不要去急着讲说我能不能圣洁，而是说你到底要不要圣洁，你愿不愿意圣洁。
As I share with you in New Year Conference, let's not focus on whether we are able to become a godly or not, or be holy or not, but whether we're willing.
愿不愿意是我们的问题，能不能是神的事。
To be willing is our responsibility and to be able is God's responsibility.
从立志敬虔到追求敬虔，弟兄姊妹，这是跨了一大步了。
From being willing to be godly, to pursue godliness, this is a big step forward.
追求是讲到 pursue, 啊，有的翻译做说aim at, 就是瞄准对准。
Aim at, to pursue godliness is also like to aim at something, to focus on something.
就是你或是 follow after, 你 take action, 你采取行动跟随他。
So you follow your action and you follow him.
所以保罗在这个刚才我们也读的圣经里面说，你这属神的人 ，you man of God， 你要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔等等等。
Therefore, Paul says, "Oh, you man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness."
我们常常在弟兄会这个看见弟兄姊妹更新奉献啊。
We see people consecrate themselves during conferences.
大家都立志啊，在除夕夜都立志，明年一定要好好出埃及。
And then we make up New Year resolutions. We want to leave Egypt.
因为很多人到现在的埃及都出不了哈。
Because a lot of people they're still remaining in Egypt.
那我是新约，从来没到过罗马，这个四福音读完就完了。
As we read on the New Testament, we never reach Rome. Romans.
弟兄姊妹，立志要读经，跟你真正采取行动读经，这已经不一样了。
There's a big difference when we make resolution to read the Bible and when we actually read it.
那么愿意起来追求，我就需要操练了。
And if we want to pursue, then we have to exercise.
所以操练很重要啊，弟兄姊妹。
It's very important to exercise.
操练非常重要。我记得练慈姊妹的弟弟，他是这个篮球校队，他教我两个儿子打篮球的时候，那时候他们还很小。
I remember when my brother-in-law taught my sons to play basketball when they were still young.
他那时候教他们。这个孩子们看篮球赛都很喜欢，马上就开始灌篮啊，哈，这个转身空中飞人啊。
Just after the kids watch basketball games, they long to be able to dunk and do some magical things.
这个他们的舅舅教他们，就是你不管现在给我站在什么地方，你要先练习丢准，就是一直丢，一直丢，一直丢，任何角度都要先练准再说。
But then their uncle taught them that no matter where you are in the court, you have to try to shoot the basket aim it and accurately.
啊，
听说
Mike Jordan 以前是一天丢多少个？几百个还是上千个？
Heard that.
任何角度他就是丢丢丢丢丢，就是丢，从不进不进不进，到开始有些进有些进有些进，到很多进很多进很多进，到后来几乎都进了。
Okay, I heard that Michael Jordan used to practice maybe 700 to 1,000 throws every day from anywhere from the court and just try to shoot the basket.
你以为他都是进去吗？
Do you think that he makes it to the basket every single shot?
你以为他这个技术是生来的吗？
You think he was born with such skills?
他全都是操练出来的。
All came from exercise.
你看看中国奥运国手这些打乒乓球的，我不会装好。
Look at those people who play ping pong in the Olympics from China, Chinese players.
这个于波波70岁的时候，他的老朋友送了他一个训练国手的乒乓球发球机。
When my father was at my father's 70th birthday, his friends gave him his machines that would shoot the ping pong balls.
他那个
the machines used to train on national Olympic.
他那个球可以决定速度，可以决定角度，可以决定 curve， 可以决定这个各种的方向，所以。调好以后，他就一次丢过去就丢100多个球，他就在这边啪啪啪啪，哎呀，看得我佩服得不得了。
You can determine the speed, the angle, and then also like the curving of the balls from the machine. And then every time he practiced with more than 100 balls.
所以他有一段时间是我们教会乒乓球打最好的，一直碰到叶迪出现，后来碰到那个刘举明出现。
So for a long time that he was our best ping pong player at church. Some people show up.
这叫做操练。
And that is to exercise.
你不要以为你不操练你就可以了哈。
Don't think that you will become very able without exercise.
我小的时候看见别人弹钢琴，我就羡慕，站在旁边羡慕的不得了，因为我们家没有能力让我去学。
When I was little, I envy those who can play piano well because our family could not afford it.
哇，你羡慕羡慕那些人，手啪棒。
I envy those people who can play and so powerfully.
他们都不是随便碰一下的，人家下去都有讲究的哈。
And then they play with every key, so well.
因为姊妹那个背后不知道花多少功夫。
And you don't know how many hours they practice.
你们后面这些亲爱的都晓得哈。
You teenagers know about it.
那时候两个儿子不叫他们练钢琴没事，一练钢琴都想上厕所，不晓得为什么。
Whenever I asked my sons to practice piano, they all wanted to go to the bathroom.
一下口渴，一下想上厕所，一下子又干嘛？
Or they become thirsty, or they go to the bathroom.
就是要能够安静坐着，专心的，那真的不容易。
It's not easy to sit there and concentrate on practicing.
操练进前。
But yet, godly, exercising godliness.
英文讲到 exercise, 或是 train yourself, 或是 discipline yourself.你要训练，你要要求自己的。
So exercise is also like training and discipline yourself. You have to discipline yourself.
所以我们底下会有十个操练。
So in the future we'll have 10 exercises.
那未来十个礼拜我们会讲这十个操练，希望大家好好操练。
We'll go through them in the coming 10 weeks.
我希望你不会说因为乒乓球打三次发不过，你一辈子不打乒乓球。
I hope you will not give up playing ping pong simply because you cannot serve for 3 times.
你不要说要建立稳定的灵修生活，结果建立三次建立不成就放弃了 ，no。
And I hope you will not give up building a good devotional life because you could not give it up for 3 or 4 days.
所以操练金钱非常重要。
It's very important to discipline and train ourselves.
然后到活出金钱的实际。
And we can live out the reality of being godly.
我们不光有心。
Not only we have the desire,
要立志进前
and we make resolution to become godly.
我们愿意起来追求进前，借着不断的操练
and we're willing to start pursuing godliness through exercises and practice.
而让我们能够活出进前的实际
so that we can live out the reality of being godly.
弟兄姊妹，这个属灵的 reality 从我们里面出来的时候才是真实的
So the spiritual reality will be shown from us, and that is what really counts.
那英文是说这个不是徒有金钱的外貌，却背了金钱的实意。不是说只是有 a form of godliness.
So we should not just aim to have a form of godliness.
But denying its power, 那个金钱的实意，它这个翻译是原来的意思是说，却拒绝或是没有那个 power, 没有它那个 实际的能力啊。
That's not just to have a form of godliness, but deny its power.
就怎么样？你外貌，什么叫外貌？好，就像我们有时候会羡慕人家一种柔道、跆拳的黑带哈。
What does it mean just to have the form? For example, we envy people who have black belts in karate.
那黑带只是一个黑色的带子，你说我绑上就是了嘛。
Then you say, what's so big deal about having a black belt? I can have a black belt myself too.
那今天有一个我们不认识的人突然绑个 black belt 那个黑带进来，我们看到他，我们可能会敬畏他一下啊。
So someone who does not know about this may come into this room with a black belt. At first, we might respect this person.
就我们看他走路，看他讲话，看他各种动作那副挫相。不太像啊。
Then we observe the way he walks and say, oh, he doesn't look like a black belt.
故意试他一下，结果发现这个是假的。
Then we might test him a little bit and find out he's a counterfeit.
就像以前有个传道人说他知道有一个弟兄一天到晚夸说他是唯一的使徒。
Like a brother says, he knew someone, some brother who bragged that he's the only apostle remaining.
他有一次有一个人被鬼附了，就请这个唯一的使徒去赶鬼。
So once someone was demon possessed, so they asked this only apostle to cast out the demon.
那你骗人也就算了，你怎么骗得了鬼呢？碰到鬼还说我是唯一的使徒，你给我出来。
Yes, you might be able to deceive people, but not the demons. How can you just tell the demons, I'm the only apostle, leave this person?
那告诉我们的这个弟兄说，那个鬼就故意逗他，他说你忘了讲奉主耶稣的名了。
So the brother tells us that the demon actually teased the person, says, hey, you forgot to mention in Jesus' name.
这弟兄姊妹圣经上也讲到祭司长的几个儿子学保罗学耶稣赶鬼，结果鬼跳到他们身上去伤害他们。
Which is also recorded in the book of Acts that some people try to imitate Paul to cast out demons and the demons just jump on them and seize them.
绑个黑带子并不会叫你成为黑带高手。
Having a black belt in your waist will not make you an expert in karate.
你披上医生的袍子并不会叫你变成一个医生。
To put on a doctor's robe will not make you a doctor.
你要真正有他的 power, 有他的 reality, 你要带出他的能力，带出他的实际来。
You have to have its power and reality.
不然的话，弟兄姊妹，我们只有一个敬虔的外貌。
Otherwise, we only have a form of godliness.
在保罗的《哥林多前书》第二章讲到说，我们这些人，神率领我们在各处显扬因认识基督而有的馨香之气。
Therefore, Paul says that God is leading us to show the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，不要小看这个馨香之气。
Do not despise this fragrance of the knowledge of Christ.
它可以叫变成死的香气叫人死，变成活的香气叫人活，带着 power。
Because this fragrance has power, can cause the people to either die or live.
不得了的，该死的他会叫他死的。
But those who are to die will cause them to die.
我很高兴，我来到美国的时候，我们那个时候在美国中部。
When I first came to America, we went to the Midwest.
那个很多人到的周末都很喜欢跑出去看一些不好看的电影。
And people will go to see bad movies on weekends.
很稀奇的事情就是他们周末来敲我们宿舍门的时候，我们查经班所有的弟兄们没有一个会被敲门。
But those who were going to see bad movies, and then they will go around the dorm rooms to invite people, but they will skip those.Who are in the Bible study group.
并不是说我们不是罪人，我们一样是罪人。
It's not that we are not sinners. We are sinners just like them.
但是主耶稣的保守，圣灵在我们身上的分别，而让我们身上能够开始被主改变，活出基督的形象。
But with God's keeping power, God's making a distinguishing between us and them, so that we can show a little bit of the fragrance of Christ.
基督的馨香之气能够让蛀虫啊，让这个腐败不临到我们，就像我们讲的香柏木特殊的香气啊。
So this fragrance of Christ can protect us from corruption, just like the cedar tree.
它也是能够叫人活的。
And the fragrance can also cause people to come to life.
当这个人出现的时候
，and when this person appears，
我当你去找这个人的时候
，when you go talk to this person，
你有一种说不出来的感觉，你觉得他把神的同在带来了
，then you have this unspeakable feeling， but you know this person has brought you the presence of God。
你觉得这个人在聚会中出现的时候， 好像整个聚会的祝福神的同在好像不一样了。
When this person shows up in the meeting, the blessing and the presence of God is different.
或是当你去跟他谈，他带你祷告，他跟你交通完，你觉得你跟主的关系近了，你遇见主了。
Or you go talk to the person after praying together, you feel your relationship with the Lord has been refreshed. You become closer to Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要这样子的进程。
We need this kind of godliness.
要有进前的时间。
With reality of godliness.
我在说要从立志进前。
So let's start from being willing to be godly.
要起来操练追求进前。
To pursue and exercise godliness.
这一段最辛苦。
And so this is a very hard journey.
因为坏事不太需要教的，或是简单一教都会的，但是好的东西都要花功夫的。
So we don't need to learn very hard to do bad things, but for good things, it requires training.
任何的使命、美善的事、任何的专业，你都需要花功夫才能够活得好。
Anything good, even any profession expertise, you need to put in effort.
有一个人买了一只鹦鹉，怎么教他讲话，他就学不来。
Once a person bought a parrot, and he tried so hard to teach the parrot to speak without any success.
有一天他睡觉睡到一半的时候，他想我一个人住，怎么会有另外一个人在打鼾呢？
And then one day during in his sleep, he realized I'm living by myself. How come there's another person snoring?
张开发现那个鹦鹉在学他的鼾声。
Then he realized that the parrot is actually imitating his snoring.
所以讲好话他都不学，然后鼾声一下就会了。
It's so hard for the parrot to learn something good, but it's so easy to learn to snore.
因为我们在神家，我们一起来操练进行。
So that's exercise godliness in house of God.
那个有一天真的，众人世人都说真的是大哉近前的奥秘。
So that one day all will say, great is the mystery of godliness.
不仅仅神曾经来到肉身显现过。
Not only that God came to become a flesh.
他今天居然在教会，在神儿女们身上也被彰显出来。
But today he's manifesting himself in church and the children of God.
在这里有一般人敬畏神。
There's a group of people who fear God.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。